Ukemi Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism by Max Weber, translated by Tolcott Parsons, narrated by John Telfer for Ukemi Audiobooks. Foreword by Professor R.H. Tawney. Max Weber, the author of the work translated here, was a scholar whose intellectual range was unusually wide, and whose personality made an even deeper impression than his learning on those privileged to know him. He had been trained as a jurist, and in addition to teaching as a professor at Freiburg, Heidelberg, and Munich, he wrote on subjects so various as ancient agrarian history, the conditions of the rural population of Prussia, the methodology of the social sciences, and the sociology of religion. Nor were his activities exclusively those of the teacher and the student. He travelled widely, was keenly interested in contemporary political and social movements, played a vigorous and disinterested part in the crisis which confronted Germany at the close of the war, and accompanied the German delegation to Versailles in May 1919. He died in Munich in the following year at the age of 56. Partly as a result of prolonged ill health, which compelled him for several years to lead the life of an invalid, partly because of his premature death, partly, perhaps, because of the very grandeur of the scale on which he worked, he was unable to give the final revision to many of his writings. His collected works have been published posthumously. The last of them, based on notes taken by his students from lectures given at Munich, has appeared in English under the title of General Economic History. The Protestant Ethic and the Spirit of Capitalism was published in the form of two articles in the Archiv für Sozialwissenschaft und Sozialpolitik in 1904 and 1905, together with a subsequent article which appeared in 1906 on The Protestant Sects and the Spirit of Capitalism. They form the first of the studies contained in Weber's Gesammelte Aufsätze zur Religionssoziologie. On their first appearance, they aroused an interest which extended beyond the ranks of historical specialists, and which caused the numbers of the archiv in which they were published to be sold out with a rapidity not very usual in the case of learned publications. The discussion which they provoked has continued since then with undiminished vigour, for the questions raised by Weber possess a universal significance, and the method of his essay was as important as its conclusions. It not only threw a brilliant light on the particular field which it explored, but suggested a new avenue of approach to a range of problems of permanent interest which concern...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?